It's Shots Radio. This is Richard Wyeth, and with me is Richard Lowe, the Chief Executive of the Shots. Richard, you've been here as the Chief Exec since early part of the year. How have you been finding the role?
Well, it's been a big learning curve for me. Never been involved in football business before. I've had to learn very quickly, but I've got, as you know, I've got some really good people around me. Dean has been key in that. He's a very good teacher. He helps me get through every day, and of course, in January I was thrown straight into the transfer window not knowing anything, so yeah, his help was key. But yeah, it's just good. It's been a sharp learning curve, but I think I'm almost there now. I'm comfortable.
Now, just coming into the start of the new season, and there's quite a lot of changes happening at the club. We'll talk about the off-field side of things in a second, but on the playing staff side of things, there's been a lot of new players coming in, backing Dean a big time really in the player transfer market.
Yeah, I mean, this has been planned for a long time. This is one of the great things about Dean. He knew a month before the season ended the players that he was targeting for next season. We'd been organised enough to set our budget early, so we knew the targets. And although it was really hard work, and Dean worked through his holiday to get the signings that we wanted, so far, touch wood, it's worked out to be, really positive.
And it's great still having Dean here, because obviously that was the inquiry from Crawley during the summertime, which was a bit of a worry that he might be going, because he's a top manager, second season now, full season in charge. It's going to be a good season.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big shock, because it's basically football. I got to the stage, I think it was on a Friday, I got the call from Crawley, and I remember thinking, right, we're there now, we're set, we know where we're going, everything is rolling really well, and then you get a curveball thrown. But like he deals with everything, Dean dealt with that so well. It was easy for me, and in fairness to Crawley as well, they dealt with it very honourably, so everyone ended up being happy about the way they finished.
Now let's talk about off the pitch facilities here. Lots of changes have been happening behind the scenes that a lot of fans probably haven't even seen or heard about yet, but there's lots going on, isn't there?
Oh yeah, although the football team is probably the most important thing in a football club, we have to remind ourselves that this is a business. At the end of the day, that's the most important part of what I do, is just basically making sure that the business is correct. So we've had to up our game in the lounges and the facilities here, because it's a big part of our income. There's certain other revenue streams like the food and the clothing. We refurbish the shop as well. So everything really here has just been given a lick of paint and has taken us to a different level. It's good.
And catering facilities, on-site catering facilities. Now, some of the fans that came to pre-season probably had a taste of it, and you're getting good feedback, and that's going to go through the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's another thing. I don't know food any more than anyone else, but so it was a bit dipping my toe in the water, but that's ended up being a better business than I could have even imagined. And to be fair, it's been the fans that have helped me. They've given me a lot of feedback, and we did it and they supported it, and it's been better than I can imagine, to be fair.
And news as well during the close season that the new stand's going to be coming in, community stand as well, so we can see that progressing during the season.
Yeah, we'd looks now that all those boxes are ticked, so it's just about constructing it now. I think we've got one or two T's to cross and I's to dot with the council, but we're full steam ahead, and that's going to be something that is unique. It's something that I don't think another club has done. I think it will just show the fans and everyone involved with the club how different the football club is now and where we're going.
Been a few staff change as well, and roles changing behind the scenes. Danny Lowe now general manager.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few. There's five new guys in the academy as well. You heard it here first. We're just about to take on a marketing manager full time to help us grow the gate. It's all part of the 3-year plan, the strategy that we've got with the board, and it's going really well. Getting Danny was fantastic. He's worked for me for years, and he's slotted in very nicely, and it's allowed us to be a lot more efficient as a team.
There's definitely a lot of positive feel around the club now. Positivity is building, and I'm sure the fans are getting very excited with the start of the new season. So what's your message for the fans?
Well, great question. My message to the fans is be patient. It's still very, very important that the finances of the club are protected. But I just think for the first time ever, we can dare to be a little bit more ambitious than we have been.
All right, fantastic. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
This is Richard Wyeth. Let me have a chat with Richard Lowe, Chief Executive of Aldershot Town Football Club. But this is Shots Radio.